I've been following the Chinese economy for a long time, and I have been increasingly, I don't know if frustrated is the right word, but thinking that there is far too much emphasis in most of the commentary and coverage on China of big state companies. They are very big, some of them, and they do have a lot of influence in certain sectors and subsectors, but I thought we were missing the main story, which is that the private sector, private businesses, have been the major source of growth, almost the sole source of increase in employment, increasingly the major source of export growth. It's hard to cover that sector because there are about 6.6 million private companies. It's a lot easier to tell a story about Sinopec or China Mobile or, you know, one of the big state companies. But in the aggregate, their influence and contribution to China's economic growth has really faded dramatically.
How do you go about covering a story like that and digging into some of these smaller privately owned companies and finding the trends and the big pictures out of it?
We have better and better data on China from every major government ministry, and even a lot of minor ones have websites that provide a great deal of data. I think the effort of having a kind of a state-directed economy have, over the last 10 years, has basically failed. Their productivity has gone down, their share of profits is down, and most importantly, the return on assets, what they're actually earning, is substantially less than their cost of capital, which is, you know, not a very strong recommendation for a successful industrial policy.
In the West, we look at large companies quite often. In fact, our stock market indices are based on some of the largest companies there are. The economy is driven by a lot of smaller companies and mom-and-pop stores, privately held enterprises. Is this a parallel with China?
I think China is an even stronger case because the number of listed companies is very small. It's only about 2,000 in China. It's about 5,000 in the U.S., but 2,000 out of the total number of Chinese companies is a much smaller representation than 5,000 is in the U.S. So the extent to which the success or failure of listed companies is indicative of broader trends in the economy is probably much stronger for the United States than it is for China.
We have tended over quite a long period of time to look at the Chinese economy as a state capitalism model where the government controls so much of it. What do you have to say about the notion of state capitalism in relation to the picture that you see it as?
I think the notion that China is a state capitalist economy is an exaggeration at best. The market is the decisive allocator of resources in China. The state has tried to intervene, but without much luck. The state is just not as dominant. If you take manufacturing, for example, when reform began in the late 70s, state companies were producing about 80% of all manufactured goods. Today, they're only producing 20%. So their footprint has shrunk. State companies today in urban China only employ about 13% of the workforce. This is a dramatic reduction from 20, 30 years ago when most people in urban China were working for state companies. Virtually everybody now is working for a private company.
What has led to the development and this rise of the private sector? What were some of the major forces that created this?
I think number one, and the most important, and one of the things I try to lay out carefully in the book, is that for the entire period, private companies have been more efficient. They have a higher, what economists call, return on assets. They're earning more on their capital stock than state companies, so their after-tax profits are higher. And most investment in China is financed with retained earnings. So if you have a higher return on capital, higher return on assets, then you're going to be able to build your business more rapidly. And that's what private companies have been able to do. So that's the most important thing. The second thing, which I think is a surprise to many people, is that private companies have gotten better access to bank credit, particularly over the last 10 years and maybe even more so over the last 5 years. For the last 3 years, private companies have borrowed roughly twice as much as state companies from the banking systems. They have gotten much better access to credit, and it's not surprising. If you have a much, much higher return on assets, you have a better ability to repay loans. Banks can see this, so they are much more willing to lend to private companies today than they had been 10 or 20 years ago.
Does this put some unique pressures on the state-owned companies to perhaps perform better or streamline?
I think that's exactly right. I think a as I mentioned, in terms of output, the share of companies in the manufacturing sector that are state-owned, their contribution has gone down. And this is now extending to other kinds of companies, for example, in the mining sector, which includes oil and gas. We see Sinopec, which is one of the three big state national oil companies. They have a very inefficient operation, and they're now proposing one of the biggest privatizations that has ever occurred in China. They're proposing to sell off a third of their ownership in their downstream distribution system. In my view, this is really unheard of. Big state companies have never, ever sold off chunks of their businesses in order to raise funds. Yet that's what we're seeing in one of the most heavily monopolized sectors of the economy.
Does this perhaps reflect a growing trend that maybe the government is finding these state-owned companies to be a bit unwieldy to control, and maybe it's better left to the forces of the market and private sector?
Well, I do think that the new leadership, President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Keqiang, have a pretty acute sense of the extent to which many of these state-owned companies, I should say, are a very significant drag on China's economic growth. And if the funds that they are able to invest were reallocated to the more efficient private sector, China would grow more rapidly. There are many people who believe, and I think I would be one of them, that if they don't push some of these economic reforms through, there is a significant risk that the growth could slow down to 6% or 5% or even less. China has a tremendous opportunity to sustain very high economic growth if it would liberalize in the services sector, where there are regulations that prohibit the entry of private firms. There's a tremendous potential for improving the productivity in the services sector, and that will potentially contribute to the ability to maintain relatively high rates of economic growth over the next 5 to 10 years. I think if we haven't learned anything else about China over the recent decades, it is that the Chinese Communist Party and its leaders are depending on their success in driving the economy forward in order to stay in power. And I think Mr. Xi and Mr. Li understand this better than most, and they are going to push through some very significant economic reforms because they see the alternative is very, very frightening from the point of view of maintaining the Chinese Communist Party in control.